left. Looks like High Reese is going to drain the clock down as much as possible here to end the third quarter. 15 seconds left now in the third, leading 41-14. T formation, handoff right at the middle to Rittner. He's out for the first down, does a little bit of Le'Veon Bell spin move at the 33, gets down to the 31 for the first down. He started the 44, it's a 13-yard gain for DJ Rittner. Move the chains for Harbor Beach, and that, with 3 seconds left in the third quarter, Harbor Beach moves deeper and deeper into New Lothrop territory.
Number 33, Jeff Long, makes a tackle for New Lothrop, and once they place the ball, they're going to run the clock out, and that should be the end of the third, Clark.
And that is indeed the end of the third, with a score of Harbor Beach 41, New Lothrop 14. One quarter remains before regionals are on the horizon for one of these teams. You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Fourth quarter action beginning here. In the fourth quarter, it's Harbor Beach 41, New Lothrop 14, 12 minutes before this one's over. First and 10 for the Pirates, handed off to DJ Rittner one more time. He, with strength, works his way all the way down to about the 27-yard line, gain of 3. And now second and 7. Number 3, Callum Cook checks out. Number 86, Avery Wehner comes in. Avery Wehner is a 5'8", 170 senior tight end. He's a small build, but he has power through and through. T formation for Harbor Beach, splitting the hash marks at the New Lothrop 27. Kraft waiting before 10 seconds left on the play clock. He keeps this for himself around the left end. He gets the line of scrimmage and forces himself all the way down to about the 23. It's going to be a gain of 4, brings up a third and short, about 3 to go.
Number 47, Aaron Ginther makes the tackle.
Really?
What happened? I'm sorry.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I do got a couple of finals for you, Clark. Saginaw, Nouvelle Beach, Reese, 31-16.
Wow.
Yes, and Flint Powers was victorious. They won 34-0.
And they're in division, different division in Division 7.
Correct.
Third and 3 coming up for Harbor Beach. Kraft under center in the T formation. Hand off to Puff. He gets the first down. He's down to about the 15-yard line. Finally brought down to the 13 by a slew of black jerseys. And it's yet another first down for Harbor Beach and a 7-yard gain for number 7, Derek Puff.
Derek Puff hitting his average there, about 7 yards a carry, maybe a little more. And that's what he's been doing all night, now going over the 100-yard mark.
Derek Puff, 2 touchdowns on 14 carries and 107 yards, averaging 7.6 yards per carry. First and 10 for the Pirates, trying to drain the clock as much as possible. Spent primarily a run game in the second half with 10 minutes and 15 seconds left, 41-14. Harbor Beach leads. His handoff to DJ Rittner up the left side, up the left gut. Gets out to about the 5-yard line. It's a 4-yard gain, second and 4. Second and 5.
Again, tough running there for Harbor Beach. New Lothrop, but just has no answer for this wing tee. And we kind of thought that this was the part of the game that New Lothrop hasn't seen most of the years. They've been used to the spread offenses, even the power eye, but the wing tee is a completely different game. The deception of faking it to 2 or 3 backs in one play.
Second and 5 coming up for the Pirates, working out the left hash. Kraft is still staying up behind center. 3 men in the backfield, that's Aaron Kinder. And it's a handoff to Derek Puff down to about the 3-yard line. When they want to grind it out, they hand it off to the number 7 jersey. And he gets the first down by about a yard. Gain 6 on the play. Now it's first and goal.
The tackle made by number 6, Trevor Beach.
First and goal for the Pirates. trying to tack on to the score. Dave, have you noticed it is absolutely silent here in New Lothrop as this Hornet fan club doesn't have much to cheer about tonight?
Well, this is the first time all season they haven't been able to cheer about. The sideline and the fans have been in this game as long as they possibly could. Just can't quite get their team to get over the edge.
And Kraft with the keeper right up behind the center gets in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft finds himself in the end zone one more time, two on the night, and he also threw for one. It's now Harbor Beach 47, New Lothrop 14.
And just a power run, just faking it to his tailback in front of him and then following him right into the end zone. Nice tough run there by Harbor Beach and Eli Kraft, and good blocking by the offensive line.
So Harbor Beach is almost looks like they're going to be going for two, trying to make up the difference, get a nice round number of 49. As far as you go, as far as touchdown round numbers go, Eli Kraft under center, three men in the backfield, and they pitch out to number 47, Aaron Ginther. He breaks through the first tackle. He's in, jogging into the corner of the end zone for the two-point conversion. It's now Harbor Beach 49, New Lothrop 14. You're tuned to WLAW.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
A 35-point differential now between Harbor Beach and New Lothrop, which means an unthinkable thing for New Lothrop here. They are facing a running clock here in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes and 57 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, this is a team that probably hasn't trailed all year. This is a team,
you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine. They're literally in those first two games, maybe they give up a score first, but they probably haven't trailed all year. They haven't faced a deficit like this. They certainly haven't faced a running clock. So this is new for this town here. Probably the luxury of Harbor Beach probably being the better team, but being tested throughout the season by tough teams. Go down the list of Menominees and Ublies, and there's just so many teams that Harbor Beach faces throughout the year.
And Hessling pops this one up to about the 16-yard line. They hand it out. They do a little bit of starburst out to number 10, and he gets out to about the 31-yard line, number 10. That would be Michael Muka, a senior wide receiver, down at officially the 33, first and 10 for New Lothrop, facing a running clock as well as a 35-point deficit.
Number 86, Avery Wainer, makes the tackle on special teams.
First and 10, right to left across your radio for the New Lothrop Hornets. Not much buzz in their flight right now. Coming out, bad punt, I know. Four receivers to the left, one to the right. Newman in empty backfield in the shotgun. There's the snap, looking to his left to pass, and he gets this one complete, and his knee was down when he caught it, so he's down right there. Number 20, Taylor Krupp, for about a 3-yard gain across the 35 to the 36. Gain of 3, second and 7. Clock continues to go. Running clock situation with 8 minutes left.
Number 14, Austin Self, going to get credit for that tackle.
Now New Lothrop coming out a little bit of a no-huddle offense, or at least a hurry-up. Back to pass one more time is complete to number 6. Out of bounds at the 43. Trevor Beach goes out of bounds when the clock continues to wind down because of the 35-point differential for a running clock in the second half. They are shy of the first down, though, by about a yard. Brings up 3rd and 1.
Yeah, that's a play there where when you run that route, that in-out route, you want to get past the line of scrimmage. You definitely don't want to be 1 or a half yard short.
And here's the 3rd and 1 from passing to his right. It is complete to number 8, and he's out at the 44-yard line running sideways, brought down by Harbor Beach right there, Eli Kraft at the 44. That's about a 20-yard pass when all is said and done to number 8, Jake Van Cleef, a junior wide receiver.
As you said, Eli Kraft on the tackle.
First and 10 for New Lothrop in Harbor Beach's territory. Trips to the right, and Newman in the shotgun. looking to pass to his left, and he has a receiver.